It's the Rhythm Electronic. It's Diggy here, and look who we've caught in our interview nets today. It's famed producer, DJ, and Thoughtless Music label head, Mr. Noah Pred. How's it going, Noah? How's Berlin treating you these days, these winter days out there?
It's good. Yeah, it's pretty wintry, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, it's a good opportunity to focus on things in the studio.
Nice, man. Let's start off our interview here on electronicrhythm.com by talking a little bit about your transition to Europe. Now, we know you originally started working on music in Toronto and in Canada. What was the impetus behind getting out to Germany, and how would you describe the difference for you in operating from Berlin now versus in the past, North America?
Right. Well, it's definitely a multi-part question. So, I mean, I've been doing music for years in Canada on the West Coast, then in Montreal for a while. And then, as you said, the last 5 years before I moved here to Berlin, I was in Toronto, which is where we launched Thoughtless Music. And it became apparent, you know, about a year or two ago when I was deciding to move to Berlin, that the next logical phase for the label was going to be to, you know, make more of an impact here in the European market. So that was a big factor in me making the move here, combined with some other opportunities here at the time, and just so many friends already living here, which made it a lot easier to make the transition. It wasn't like moving to a city where, you know, you don't know anybody and you feel kind of lost and like an outsider or whatever. Here it's a very easy transition for me. There are just so many people I knew from you know, all over the world that have somehow ended up here, which is pretty crazy.
It's kind of like a big musical expat community, basically, right?
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, it's such a unique city that way. You just kind of feel a certain camaraderie with the people, with all these other people that have made the same sacrifices as you to be living in a different country but doing what they love. So it's a really interesting vibe here that way.
That sounds exceptional. I know that we've done interviews with many different artists that are out there, and it's definitely one place that we hope to check out in the near future.
Yeah.
Now, speaking about, you mentioned that you know, you were looking to take your music and bring it into new markets with Thoughtless. We definitely wanted to ask a little bit about the label itself, and the history behind the label, and sort of setting it up. And not only that, but your, I guess, conceptual vision behind the type of music that you guys put out.
Right. Well, I mean, I launched it with my friend Evan, actually, 5 years ago. We're celebrating our five-year anniversary with the label this year. And, you know, conceptual vision with the label, it's interesting. It's hard to say, you know, what really defines the music that I decide to put out. But it really is based on the music and the production quality and the feeling that I feel that the music conveys. And I think that maybe one of the things that's different about us, or maybe not, but the way that I look at the label is we're not trying to make a hit record with every release. There are a lot of labels out there and they just want to make hit records. But with Thoughtless, I mean, hit records are great when they happen, but really my interest and our interest in the label is supporting artists who are making music that we believe in and that we feel deserves to be published in a way that, you know, maybe gets them some attention, or, you know, wins them some new fans, or just gives them a proper platform for their music to reach people that it might not have an opportunity otherwise. But in terms of, you know, trying to turn all those records into hit records, I mean, it's just not really feasible. That's not why we're in the industry.
You're sort of more vibing on creating a creative support outlet, I guess, for these types of artists that you like.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's more about just the aesthetic and doing what we believe in, and not trying to push things into a sort of... I mean, we want our records to be successful, don't get me wrong, but we're not doing it out of like a desire for sales numbers or charts. Like, that stuff is nice when it happens, but it doesn't it doesn't mean that much to us. What's meaningful at the label is really, at the end of the day, the music that we're putting out, and that's what we believe in.
That's probably the best way to look at it, you know. You don't have that commercial be-all, end-all mentality.
Right. So, I mean, saying all that, I realize now, hearing myself, it sounds cliche, actually, in a way. But, I mean, it's important to make that distinction. And I do feel that a lot of labels out there, the music is not the end into itself. It's viewed as a vehicle for whatever sort of quantifiable success they're looking for. But right. To me, the beauty is in the music itself. And so, if anyone who's been following the label will probably notice that there's a certain amount of variety from release to release. Some of our records are much deeper and almost like on a home listening kind of angle, whereas other records are totally unabashed, you know, peak time, late night stormers. And yet, hopefully, between those two extremes, there's still some sort of aesthetic thread that can be called thoughtless.
Are there any specific releases that you've got coming up that sort of fit that varied bill that you want to, talk about?
Like, for example, we've got the next Deep Chop single coming out, which is pretty banging, as well as a single for myself that's also much more on sort of a functional party tip or whatever, but... Then we have a release coming out from Murr in the summer, another Canadian artist, and Canson, a Swiss artist. These are sort of representing the deeper end of the spectrum as well. So, I mean, from release to release, you're going to find a bit of that variety, but also the common thread of sort of musicality and production value that is what sort of ties things together with our releases.
Cool. So talking about production value, and let's talk a little bit about your music especially. This is kind of the educational component or part of the interview. We definitely try to ask a lot of artists about the gear that they use and what they're looking at in terms of producing. What are you into these days? And are you using a lot of soft synths or analog or digital hardware? And has that sort of shifted for you in the last year in terms of the tools that you use to produce?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the move to Berlin necessitated stripping down my studio in a pretty extreme way. So, out of necessity more than choice, I'm working more with a fully digital setup right now. And yet, due to my work with Ableton, I've been able to work with Live 9 for a while now, and it's amazing. I love it, and... it enables so much in the studio, so I'm pretty happy working with that. And there are a number of plugins that I use. The Zeta 2 is a nice soft synth I've been having a lot of success with lately. But it's also been a lot of fun and helped me get out of my own studio and helped me do more collaborations than I have in a long time. The fact that some friends have pretty nice studios here has been great to work with them. With Tom Clark, I have this False Image project. We just released our first record on Get Physical last week. And so, working in his studio, he's got a bunch of old analog gear and other outboard stuff we've been making good use of. So it all depends on what's available to me. But I try and make do in the studio, and there's so much possible just with Ableton Live and a very small amount of plugins. And I feel like I wish I heard more people pushing that technology to its limits. Mm-hmm. Not for the sake of pushing it, but to really explore new musical terrain.
Cool. Okay, let's back up a second, and we're going to get a little theoretical on our audience's asses. We met you back in the fall when you were visiting New York.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah, it's they look forward to this. Expanding horizons, right? So we met you when you came to New York last year, and you were playing with one of our friends, Fiona Walsh, who owns Clubber's Guide New York. And I'm sure you've noticed one of the things that's been happening in the U.S. recently is there's sort of been this wave or crescendo of electronic music, that exposure that's come out in the media. For those of us who've been around for a while, some of us are a bit older, it's kind of like a repeat on the playlist when you start seeing electronica and electronic music showing up, and Rolling Stone and Forbes starts putting out its, you know, list of how much money DJs are making. And I just wanted to, you know, as somebody who used to be in North America and has sort of moved out to a place where it's always been kind of big, I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you're seeing as you look at North America and at the U.S. Is this something that you see as sort of a legitimate thing, or you think it's going to be the sort of situation that we had in the late 90s where there was this, you know, big glut of music and then a sort of a wipeout and back to the underground again?
I do have a feeling it's legitimate this time. It's a long time coming, and one of the really interesting things I noticed when I first arrived here in Berlin, I mean, although I'd visited Europe a few times before, is that club culture, you know, people going out to nightclubs on the weekend, does not signify here some kind of cultural affiliation. It's simply what everyone does. That's what everyone does on the weekend. They go to a club and they dance to techno. It's not a big deal. Whereas in North America for so long, being part of that subculture had such a strong sort of drug stigma attached to it, I think. And I think that we're looking at America is becoming maybe in some ways socially at least a more liberal country, it looks like, from the outside. And I think that that's part of what's going on. It's not being judged. Electronic music isn't being judged in the same way that it was culturally once upon a time. And another factor, too, is I think it is really the folk music of the new generation, which is to say that, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, the cheapest instrument for anyone to pick up and start playing was a guitar. But guess what? Everyone has a computer now. Everyone has a laptop, and any kid can pirate, you know, sadly, all kinds of music production software. And the result of that is that, you know, if a kid wants to experiment with music nowadays, chances are the easiest way for them to do that is electronically. And so it's no wonder to me that it's gaining so much ground lately.
And hopefully that trend will continue. And I think that's definitely a key point there. Sort of ease of access is hopefully going to help that out in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's next for you personally? We talked a little bit about the label. What do you have going on in terms of your own, DJing out, for instance, on top of production efforts?
Yeah, gigs are really picking up here for the spring, which is good. The winter's, it's been good to sort of hibernate a bit and work on some projects. I have my an EP coming out on Thoughtless in March or April, and working towards a new full length, which has been a long time coming. Hopefully by the end of the year, knock on wood. And just getting ready to do our first False Image shows and gigging around Europe a bit in the next couple months. And looks like I'll be back in North America late summer for another few dates over there. So,
nice.
Yeah, things are coming together.
And where can our audience go to learn more about all of this good stuff that's coming out on Thoughtless?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You're going to want to go to thoughtlessmusic.com, or you can check out my website as well, noahpred.com. And should be able to find everything you're looking for there. Thoughtless site is updated regularly with all sorts of podcasts and other goodies. And great way to stay abreast of our upcoming schedule and projects that we're working on.
All right. And our last question on a bit of a lighter note. One of our friends, someone who's actually released on your label, and we won't say what his name is, but some of our folks out there can guess who it is. He said Berlin is like the worst place in the world to get a good breakfast. Is this true, or is he nuts? You gonna defend your new city? He's like, he told us he couldn't find eggs in Berlin.
Okay, so yeah, here's the thing. He's not wrong per se. If you want to get an American style breakfast, you do need to know where to go. But there are some places that do pretty good breakfast. It's not, however, one per block. It's like one per neighborhood. And the reason for that is that, you know, continental, quote-unquote, breakfast, European-style breakfast is not what we're accustomed to in North America. European-style breakfast is pastries, you know, maybe a croissant, some cheese, and some fruit, which, you know, most North Americans staring that down, they would think, this isn't breakfast. It's like a mid-afternoon snack or something, maybe. But no, that's what passes for breakfast around here, and understandable that whoever that might have been would be so frustrated, but there are some really good breakfast spots here. You just got to know where to look.
All right, folks, so you know what that means. It means that Thoughtless Music and Electronic Rhythm are going to be going in on a Denny's restaurant in Berlin together next year. Stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, you can catch Noah's set right here on electronicrhythm.com. We are super excited to be presenting an exclusive mix from him just for you. And not only that, but we'll be keeping you up on all of Noah's dates, the releases that are going to be coming out on Thoughtless, and what the rest of the gang gets up to over there in 2013, only on electronicrhythm.com. Noah, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me. Good times.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, take care.
Thanks. We'll catch up with you soon.